answer this question, rather than with an explanation, which you already know all about, with the kind of meditation I recommend for this. And of course, you all can, each in your own way, use it, adapt it to your own way. The meditation I would suggest, in essence, would be the following. I want to give of myself. Giving is receiving, is giving, is receiving. And swing with these words, repeat them. Swing with them inside and feel on a deeper level their truth. Let the divine reality make you feel, help you feel this truth. Giving is receiving, is giving, is receiving, is giving, is receiving. And go on and on until you feel a new reality unfold in this particular respect. Unfold like flowers, which is the real reality, replacing the old limited reality, or pseudo-reality, in which you believe giving is depletion, giving is impoverishment, and you have to hold it and gather it all together in order to have yourself and have what you need and will not be exploited. Then state your misconceptions in regard to this gift, that you think you have no right to say no, that you are, that you become a victim of others' exploitative neurotic tendencies, and so on and so forth. You can say all this as a statement of truth, that it is not what you thought, and then you instruct yourself and imprint yourself on the truth. And then you can come to the point where you can connect that your fear of being depleted and exploited by the quote strong ones unquote is entirely a result of your wanting something from them for which you do not want to give. In other words, if you are afraid of giving because you feel you will be abused, that is exactly what you want to do. And that you have to connect with and give up. So then you will not fear submission and helplessness. And you will know when you can give, you can also be strong enough to choose freely when you want to give and when you not want to give. And that strength will come to you when you deal with this topic on that level. This is my suggestion.
Thank you. I understand this, but I came in contact as I was listening with something in me that says, if I'm not depleted, then it's not real giving. That if I want to be a real helper, it should be a kind of a suffering for me. I should not be rewarded for it. I should not receive.
Well, you see, this is exactly why the meditation giving is receiving, is giving, is receiving, so helpful, that it helps correct this misconception. And you can also work at this misconception by stating the truth that if giving is depleting, it is not real giving. It is a coerced giving that is a result of your own hidden exploitative means which you hide, and then you have to be the good girl. And if you do not want to give, but give, then it depletes. If you do not want to give out of love and the truth of understanding that giving is receiving, that giving is what is pleasure, that giving is not a sacrificial impoverishment and suffering. If you know that truth, you will really want to give. Yes. But if you do not know that, you will resent it, and you will only do it because you cannot get away with it otherwise. So as to get something, you will give it. And that is a resentful giving, and that giving depletes.
Yes, I understand.
Now if you completely clarify this issue in your own mind and state it into the source substance so as to reorient the already conditioned reflex that exists as a result of these false ideas, then you will be filled with true ideas. That is the work to be done.